Happy Thanksgiving. Today, the exile according to Isaiah and for Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Mark's gospel informs us, John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Start with grace, then the turning back to God, and ends with grace. Mid-6th century Babylonians destroyed the temple and took over Jerusalem, and Israel went into exile. This reading of Isaiah, known as 2nd Isaiah, during the exile, the Babylonian rule, the exile is nearly over, the road of God is being made, and God will come to the people. The phrases, a voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. This is the voice of the angelic speaker, and the prophet replies, why should I preach? This conversation is between the Lord and the prophet. Make way is the construction of a road for God to travel back to God's people. The desert is the wilderness, and the people are without faith and are like grass withered by the wind. The prophets all have an excuse for not being able to do the work of God. God wants Isaiah to preach, and he says the people cannot hear preaching because they are like grass and withered flowers. The Lord says, yes. Yes, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. Last week, the scripture, or the law, had been found. The word of God stands forever and never fades. So go preach to the people who are in exile because the Lord is coming and they need to hear the word of God. Get up on a high mountain and preach. The preachers say, why bother? The people do not hear the word. They are like the grass. Why preach? Because the word is bigger than the preacher is. The calling of God to his people comes from the preacher's announcing. Here comes God. Advent, the time of announcing the coming God. Where is God? God is coming. The Lord tells the preacher to go tell the people, here comes your Lord, here comes God, and God's word does not fade. Like the lost scriptures of last week, the people have lost their faith, and in exile, they need to hear the word of God. We are all preachers of the good news to all people, because God said, go tell the people. Here comes God. Even if we do not see God or know how to preach, we can all tell the people about the grace of God shown in Jesus' life and death, because God's word is alive. Let the word live in you wherever you go and in all things you do. Where life struggles for hope, comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Get to the high mountain and cry out, here is your Lord. I say I cannot preach that because the people will not listen to me. But the Lord says, comfort my people and tell them to prepare a road for the Lord God to come. God will come. God's word lives in the cry of all who claim the good news of Jesus Christ. Even in the exiles of our faith, when we do not see or hear God, God is here and opens the gate of God's salvation. Jesus is coming. Cry to all people. The Messiah is coming. Here is your Lord Jesus Christ, God's open gate for all creation. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Lord, a voice has been heard in the wilderness, preparing the way for your Son to arrive in this world. Prepare our hearts to receive your Son and help us to prepare for his coming as we look to your open gate for hope and reconciliation. Amen.